First Fruits and Apostolic Perspective, Chapter 3, More Excellent Giving. The number 3 is strongly associated with the being of God. God, as the one and only true God, and His purposes are usually expressed or worked out in terms of threefold dimensions. Here are some examples. The Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Constitution of man, spirit, soul, body. Three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Isaac's prosperity, he became rich, he grew richer, he became very wealthy. Genesis 26:13. Israel's process, out of Egypt, through the wilderness, into Canaan. Tabernacle, outer court, holy place, holies of holies. Singing, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Feasts, Passover, Pentecost, tabernacles. Old Testament divisions, law, prophets, psalms. Three offices of Christ, prophet, priest, king. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. Enduring virtues, faith, hope, love. Prayer, ask, seek, knock. Harvest heals, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. In biblical numerology, the number 3 has tremendous spiritual significance. 3 indicates that which is solid, real, substantial, complete, and entire. Christ was raised on the 3rd day. The number 3 draws reference to that which has a complete divine or heavenly dimension built into it. The signification is that all things which are divinely patented are stamped with the number 3, referring to divine perfection and incorruptibility. Thamonaidu. The arena of financial giving should be characterized by this divine quality of solidity, reality, completeness, and incorruptibility. Giving should and does have a biblical threefold strand to it. The three expressions of giving are first fruits, tithes, and offerings. For many years, the character of giving of most believers has been twofold, namely, tithes and offerings. This twofold expression of giving was influenced predominantly by one passage of Scripture, namely Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. For many years, the reference to first fruits in Proverbs 3, verse 9, was seen as synonymous with the tithe. But the Scriptures clearly and repeatedly delineate between the two, and hence they are distinct practices. The truth of first fruits is being restored to the body of Christ, and this, along with tithes and offerings, brings fullness and completeness to this facet of our relationship with God. This brings to bear upon our giving a sense of divine perfection as God brings us to maturity in the realm of giving. God is threefold, namely Father, Son, and Spirit. All that He does has a threefold dimension to it, including the domain of giving. The example of Abel. Abel, on his part, also brought the firstlings of his flock and their fat portions, and the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering. Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it, he, being dead, still speaks. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, the New King James Version. Abel offered firstlings of his flocks as first fruits. The writer of the book of Hebrews describes his offering as God having high regard for it, and a more excellent, New King James, or better, New American Standard Bible, sacrifice. The restoration of the practice of first fruits to the church will bring excellence to our giving. Not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge. Proverbs 22, verse 20, New King James Version. Proverbs 22 and verse 20 speaks of excellent things, which in the Hebrew, salis, literally means three or third part or triangle, thus implying threefold things. We, with a better covenant enacted on better promises, have been called to a more excellent ministry. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, by as much as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which has been enacted on better promises. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6. The Greek word for excellent is diaphoros, meaning surpassing, different, diverse, superior. More excellent giving, a phrase coined by Thamo Naidu, will include the giving of first fruits, tithes, and offerings. Within offerings is incorporated a range of diverse giving, like giving to the poor, to finance kingdom-related projects, etc. A distinction between first fruits, tithes, and offerings. For many years, many believers considered first fruits and the tithe as referring to the same thing. Yet they are distinct and separate entities and expressions of giving to the Lord. Note the following scriptures which delineate between first fruits on the one hand and tithes on the other. In the passages reflected below, Deuteronomy chapter 26 from verse 2 to 11 has reference to the first fruits, and Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 12 refers separately to the tithe. Deuteronomy chapter 26 from verse 13 to 19 provides principles that should characterize both first fruits, and tithes. Then it shall be, when you enter the land, which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance, and you possess it and live in it, that you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground, which you bring in from the land that the Lord your God gives you, and you shall put it in a basket, and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to establish his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, I declare this day to the Lord my God that I have entered the land which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall answer and say, My father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down to Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, but there he became a great and mighty and populous nation. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us and imposed hard labor on us. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction and our toil and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and with great terror and with signs and wonders. And he has brought us to this place, and he has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now behold, I have brought the first of the produce of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God, you and the Levite and the alien who is among you, shall rejoice in all the good which the Lord your God has given you and your household. When you have finished paying all the tithe of your increase, in the third year, the year of tithing, then you will give it to the Levite, to the stranger, to the orphan, and to the widow, that they may eat in your towns and be satisfied. You shall say before the Lord your God, I have removed the sacred portion from my house, and also given it to the Levite, and to the alien, and to the widow, according to all your commandments, which you have commanded me. And I have not transgressed or forgotten any of your commandments. I have not eaten it while mourning, nor have I removed any of it while I was unclean, nor offered any of it to the dead. I have listened to the voice of the Lord my God. I have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation, from heaven, and bless your people Israel, and the ground which you have given us, a land flowing with milk and honey, as you swore to our fathers. This day the Lord your God commands you to do these statutes and ordinances. You shall therefore be careful to do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have today declared the Lord to be your God, and that you would walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his ordinances, and listen to his voice. The Lord has today declared you to be his people, a treasured possession, as he promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, and that he will set you high above all nations which he has made, for praise, fame, and honor, and that you shall be a consecrated people to the Lord your God as he has spoken. Deuteronomy chapter 26 from verse 1 to 19. Under Hezekiah's reformation, the practice of both first fruits and tithes were restored. These were two separate dimensions of giving. He also appointed the king's portion of his goods for the burnt offerings, namely, for the morning and evening burnt offerings, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, for the new moons, for the fixed festivals, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Also, he commanded the people who lived in Jerusalem to give the portion due to the priests and the Levites, that they might devote themselves to the law of the Lord. As soon as the order spread, the sons of Israel provided in abundance the first fruits of grain, new wine, oil, honey, and of all the produce of the field. And they brought in abundantly the tithe of all. The sons of Israel and Judah, who lived in the cities of Judah, also brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep and the tithe of sacred gifts, which were consecrated to the Lord their God, and placed them in heaps. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 3 to 6. In Nehemiah's reformation of the nation of Israel, threefold more excellent giving was restored. On that day, the men were also appointed over the chambers for the stores, the contributions, that is, offerings, the first fruits, and the tithes, to gather into them from the fields of the cities of the portions required by the law for the priests and Levites. Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 44. The verse below clearly separates the tithe from the first fruit. We will also bring the first of our dough, our contribution, the first of every tree, the new wine and the oil, to the priests at the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithe of our ground to the Levites. For the Levites are they who receive the tithes in the rural towns. Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 39. The tithe refers to the regular and systematic giving of a tenth or 10% of one's gross week or monthly income. The calculation of the tithe is easy. It is simply 10% of all your gross income for a specified period of time. The tithe is given recurrently whenever an income or financial gift is received. It is ongoing so long as you are in receipt of some financial income, reward, or blessing. You do not need a revelation as to how much you should tithe. All you need is a calculator. Thamonaidu. First fruits in our modern contemporary day generally refer to the giving of the first week's income received within a specific calendar year. More details on this in chapter 6. Offerings include a range of different types of free will giving, the determination of which is influenced by specific principles as reflected in God's word. For example, you give offerings, A, as you decide in your heart, B, according to your ability, C, beyond your ability, D, as God has prospered you, E, according to your faith, etc. Read 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. The late apostle Franz Duplessis notes interesting differences between first fruits and tithes. He writes the following. Yes, the giving of the first to God always determines what would happen to the rest. The difference between tithing and the giving of the first fruits is the following. With tithing, you wait for the full harvest and then calculate how much the tithe will be. After giving the Lord's tithe, you still have 90% left over for yourself. This is not so with the firstling, the firstborn, or the first fruits offering. When the first fruits are ripening on the tree, or the firstborn of animals is given to God, it is not only your first, but also your only. After you have given it, there is nothing left. It is your 100%. You have no natural evidence that the full harvest will come in, or that others would be born from the same womb. Although the tithe is always more than the first fruits in quantity within a calendar year, the first fruits are the most holy offering. Romans chapter 11 verse 16. It takes much more faith, love, and commitment to give first fruits than tithing. When you give your tithe, you give out from your past. When you give first fruits, you give into your future. Thamonaidu. Tithes are given after the total income is received within a designated period. For example, a month. So, the tithe looks back on what was received and honors the Lord with a tenth of gross earnings. Biblically, the tithe rebukes and restrains the devourer. Then I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of the ground, nor will your vine in the field cast its grapes, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi chapter 3 verse 11. First fruits are given as the first income is received within a designated period. First fruits look forward to anticipated ensuing harvests, from which one will continue to give tithes and offerings. The tithe looks back in time to see what God has done, and so honors him for that, whereas the first fruit looks forward into time, in faith, to what God will do in your future. Tithing looks back to your financial past. First fruits look forward to your financial future. First fruits anticipate a future harvest. The tithe protects that harvest. First fruits and tithes were contemporaneous with each other and work hand in hand. The unique relationship between first fruits and tithing is hinted at in chapter 15 of this writing. A book on tithing will be released soon. Check my website or social media pages for notification details. Both first fruits and tithes are the Lord's, belonging to him and are holy. Romans chapter 11, verse 16, Numbers chapter 18, from verse 8 to 19, Leviticus chapter 29, verse 24, Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. Reverence must always accompany their administration. Note the plural form of each of these expressions of giving in Scripture, namely, first fruits, tithes, offerings, probably suggesting that each category of giving is multifarious and not merely a singular act. The implication is that giving is an act of worship influenced by a lifestyle of continuous giving. Thamonaidu. Reflect. Point one. The threefold nature of God's person, principles, and processes is evident in the Bible. Does your giving have a threefold or more excellent dynamic to it? Point two. Can you demonstrate the distinction between the three categories of giving biblically? Point three. The timing of the first fruits as compared with the timing of the tithe demands a particular mindset of the giver in reference to past and future. Clarify in your own mind what thoughts should predominate within you whenever you engage in both of these practices at different times.